Talk about all kinds of things with the Fremont Opera House. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the things going on. That's nice to see you guys again. Once again, we have all the activities. How did the last
laugh in
go?
It was a laugh.
It was a laugh.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great. We had a sellout crowds. We had
good.
We sell tickets at the Chamber of Commerce, and I tell you, we sold every ticket that we had there.
Good deal.
And so we made some money, and people just were so happy. It was just a fun thing to do.
Yeah, Lee Meyer and Cindy Lamprecht with us this morning to talk Fremont Opera House activities. So start it off. Where do you want to start?
All right. Well, so I'll start off with lunch coming up, since that's the first thing that's coming up soon. March 2nd is our monthly luncheon. And this time we will be featuring the Fremont High Cast of Oklahoma as our entertainment. Be a nice warm lunch and great entertainment. So we hope everyone will come out. The cost is $15. And we do ask that you make reservations online or give us a call, because then we know how many meals we need to prepare.
Yeah, the event will be coming up. So it's next Wednesday, right?
Wednesday, the 2nd. No.
Is that right? Yeah. Yeah, it'd be next Wednesday. Yeah.
Yep.
That's going to be here. Yeah. Boom.
Not tomorrow, February. Wednesday, but the next Wednesday. Right?
Yeah, not tomorrow, but the next one. But yeah.
And reservations, you can make reservations at fremontoperahouse.org.
That's working out pretty well, isn't it?
As far as
people being able to make their reservations and get tickets for all the other events.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think it works out very well. And then for the concerts and like the plays and things, we're going through the Chamber of Commerce. So if you want to go live in there and pick them up, it works wonderful.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Good deal. All right. So we got lunch coming up, not this Wednesday, the next Wednesday. So what else?
So the next thing we have is our writer's workshop. We started that last year for the first time, and it's up for new playwrights. And you send in your play that you have written, maybe 25 or 30 minute play.
Okay.
And then we have three people who are playwrights themselves or have done it, or they're professors or something. We have them read the plays, and then we choose the best of those plays, and then we do table reads.
Oh, okay.
And so if you make that cut, then you get to hear actors actually reading your play, and then we will choose one of those plays to be performed. And so we did it for the first time last year, and it was very successful. And so we're doing it again this year. And it actually doesn't happen till June 11th, but we had to tell you now so you can get your submissions in.
Right,
because if you're writing, you know, it takes a little time to write a play. So you need the deadline for submissions is April 1st. So you can get all of the information again on our website. And so we hope we have lots of people submitting their plays.
Yeah, fremontoperahouse.org. How many did you get a lot last year? I mean, do you get, 10, 20?
I think we had 12 plays that we
read. That's pretty good. Yeah.
And then we did a table read for four. And then this summer, we are performing one of the plays that was chosen last year by the professionals. So they are very excited about that.
And I'll bet,
it's a woman from Omaha and one from Colorado, and we're going to put our heads together, and their play is going to come to life at the Opera House.
That's pretty cool,
this summer, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'll bet that's a really cool event just because they get to see it all happen. And I'm sure that people make suggestions. Well, how about I say it this way? How about I do this? And just make it even better.
Well, and that's why we bring in the professionals. And one of those professionals is Aaron Parks. And he's right here from Fremont.
You call him a professional?
No, yes, I do.
He is a professional.
He is. I know. Yeah. I just got to give him a hard time.
Yep.
What else is going on?
Yeah. So we have this summer our middle school summer drama and music camp. And it is for 6th through 8th graders, and it'll be Monday, July 11th through the 15th, all day long from 10 in the morning to 5 o'clock in the evening. And we will be doing all kinds of theater and some music and dance, and it's directed by Faye Krakemeyer and Miss Lee Meyer. And it's only $100 per student. That's a great value for a summer camp. So, again, go to our website, fremontoperahouse.org, and get your reservations in. Because we do have to have a health check as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For these students. And so there is some time that we need some time ahead of time. So if you're interested, register now. Because it fills up. It was full last year, and last summer was our first time doing it.
So. Yes, and we sure had a lot of fun with the kids.
So, Lee, what do the kids do for the week? What do they...
We choose a little show for them, a short show, and then we put in some music, and so they we brought in some Midland students to help us out, and we had one of our Midland students do choreography with them, and then we did fight choreography as well for the stage, and so they sing, they dance, they take roles in this play, and then on the Friday at 3:30 and at 5 o'clock, they perform a show for all their parents and grandparents and loved ones, and so we really, it was sold out last time.
A lot of great comments, too, from parents and family members who came to the show that were really appreciative that we did this for
their
kids who are involved in the arts.
Yeah, I bet those kids come out of their shell just a little bit from Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Yes, they sure do, which is a good thing.
It is. That's a good, very good thing. So you can find the information on the website also?
Of course.
All right, fremontoperahouse.org. What else?
One more thing. It's just a little heads up. We're having Sunday in Mr. Gessel, and that is on May 6th. It's a Friday, and we are partnering a little bit with Midland, and Sunday in Mr. Gessel is a duo, and the gentleman plays guitar like nobody's business.
Oh,
have you heard him?
Yeah.
He is fabulous, and she sings, and they're funny. They have a great time, but they're both excellent musicians. So in the afternoon, they're going to go to Midland and do a workshop, and then in the evening, they're going to come and do a performance at the Opera House on May 6th.
Very cool. Yeah, that sounds neat. That'll be in May, you said?
May 6th.
So,
and it's $20. And again, go on the website.
There you go. FremontOperaHouse.org. Very good. Very good. Anything else?
You know, I do have one more thing.
And
you know, we are continuing with our interest in the renovation of the upstairs. And we are going to be sending out a survey online on Facebook, and we are going to send out emails and things. And it's just kind of an interest survey to see where the community and the people in the surrounding areas, what they think of renovating the Opera House and how the community feels about that, and we hope it's going to be very positive. So if you get that, we hope that you send it back to us. You can just fill it out online, nothing, no stamps, no anything, you know, just fill it out online. And so that's going to tell us where the community stands.
Yeah, and if anyone's interested in taking a tour of the upstairs, you have a chance once a month at our luncheons.
Oh,
nice. We often
take
people there. So if you want to do it, all you need to do is sign up, come to our luncheon, and then take a free tour of the upstairs of the Opera House.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you again.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot
you.
Of stuff going on. So obviously go to the website and you'll find all the information.
Exactly.
FremontOperaHouse.org on the web. So thank you.